track three, and here are our headline stories. Community rallies to support takeaway owners after fire. A local community has rallied around to support the owners of a popular food hut that was gutted by fire at the weekend. Three fire appliances were sent to LJ's Beach Shack on Timmouth's Back Beach at around 11:15 on Sunday morning, following calls reporting a fire. It is understood that the owner, Louis Walker, known as LJ, was preparing food after opening the catering hut at 11 a.m. when the fire broke out in one of the fryers. Despite attempts to tackle the flames with fire extinguishers, the blaze quickly took hold and gutted the outlet. "He's extremely lucky to be uninjured," his partner Amy House commented. More than 50 people from the community, along with family and friends, headed down to the Back Beach in Timmouth on Sunday afternoon after the blaze was extinguished to help clear up the debris. Supporters have also donated to two fundraisers to rebuild the business, and many more people have offered practical help to help the owners reopen. "We have been overwhelmed by the support, messages, phone calls, etc.," said Amy. "There have been hundreds of people supporting us, and we truly cannot believe it. We have always done things for the community, like donating prizes for raffles, advertising and supporting local mental health clubs, etc. But we never thought that we would receive anywhere near the amount of support we have had. It is truly a blessing to have the support of the community in return," she added. "Once we rebuild, we will be having a grand reopening celebration where we will return our thanks with free food and drinks, as well as paying the favour forward where we are able to. We are utterly heartbroken, but at the same time beyond grateful for everyone's support. We really don't have the right words right now."
Traffic fears over new affordable homes plan. Plans for 81 more new homes in Timmouth have been unveiled. This time the proposals are for a new development of much needed affordable housing on land to the north of New Road. The plans by the Guinness Partnership are aimed at meeting the current housing shortage crisis and includes one-bedroom properties along with open space and a children's play area. But the scheme has prompted criticism, with opponents arguing that Timmouth does not have sufficient infrastructure to cope with yet more homes. Roads are already congested and schools and health services under pressure. The application, which has been submitted to Teignbridge Council, is for a mix of mainly 1, 2 and 3 bedroom properties, including flats, masonettes and houses. A planning statement from Guinness said, "The provision of new homes and well-planned places is an important issue locally and nationally and is recognised by government. Demand for new homes is being driven by a number of different factors, and these proposals seek to meet the unmet need in Devon. The site off New Road is already allocated for residential development in the 2014 Teignbridge local plan, but this is for 50 homes on the 2.5 hectare parcel of privately owned land. The new proposals are for more than the allocation, but Guinness says the site is suitable for the additional development. The statement said, "By securing this level of development, it will mean that a 100% affordable housing scheme can be delivered, thereby helping meeting the wider objectives of the council. The properties will be a mix of 41 social rent and 40 shared ownership. The emphasis on smaller dwellings is in order to meet the identified requirement by Teignbridge District Council for such units." It goes on to say, "In the event that Guinness are not in a position to develop the site, the Section 106 agreement will include a clause to ensure that a policy-compliant 25% provision of affordable housing will occur on the site. A number of objections have already been made, with concerns raised about road infrastructure and the capacity for more traffic, particularly along New Road, which is already very busy. Fears were also raised about the capacity of health and local schools to cope with an additional influx of residents.
Dornish Carnival gets go-ahead. Dornish Carnival is all systems go for this summer, organisers have announced, despite major work by South West Water. Organisers have confirmed this summer's carnival will be taking place from Saturday, August the 9th to Friday, August the 15th. A spokesman for Dornish Celebrates Carnival said, "Over the past few months, the Carnival Committee have been asked whether our fantastic week-long event will be taking place in 2025 due to the works on the lawn. It will be different with changes and new activities as we will not have the same lawn area for the week, but we're working on plans to make it the very best week we can in 2025. The other alternative to this would have been to completely cancel the week, and none of the committee wanted to do this." The committee says South West Water and its contractors Amplify have been fully supportive of the carnival and are working with the committee to make the event a success. There had been concerns about this year's carnival after South West Water announced plans for a multi-million pound project to improve water quality. Drill testing has been ongoing for a few months ahead of the year-long scheme. Exploratory work started in Sandy Lane, followed by further testing on the lawn, which is where the carnival is based. The lawn is where a large new storage tank is to be situated underground to store wastewater at times of peak rainfall. And this is part of the wider scheme to tackle the problems of insufficient capacity in Dornish. South West Water's come under increasing criticism for using storm overflows, discharging water directly into rivers and the sea. The scheme, unveiled last year, is part of a £2.8 billion investment programme across the region to improve water quality, and it's expected to take between 12 and 14 months to complete. Testing is to help design a tailor-made solution to meet the town's needs. And there's a photograph of South West Water carrying out testing in Dornish.